She had some good ideas. I'm going to call her right now, see if she has any more. See if she appreciates that I did what I did. It would have aired already, right? I would assume.
Hello, this is Gladys, and if you're selling something, I ain't interested.
Hey, Gladys?
Hello.
Gladys, it's Ellen DeGeneres. I'm not selling anything.
Honey! I love it. Thank you for calling me.
Well, you're welcome. Did you see the show by any chance where I moved the plant for you?
Oh, honey, let me tell you. We got Austin, Texas, had a little bit of ice and 2 flakes of snow.
Oh, no.
And they shut the whole city down.
No. Oh.
And they didn't even, I'm telling you, the local news, they showed an icicle hanging off a fella's roof to his house. And that was the big news here in Austin, Texas.
That's horrible. Well, you know.
I'm telling you, I told them, I want you to, if you could call them and tell them to play your show tomorrow, not just for me. Everybody else has heard me except me, Cousin Jeannie.
Yeah.
In Kingsport, she called me.
Yeah.
And told me she saw it and put it on a videotape. And I want you to call the local station and tell them that the cold is over. Play the Ellen show.
I'll do that right now. I'm going to call them. What station is it on there? What's the station?
I think it's KXAN.
KXAN. What is that? NBC?
I think it's ABC here.
ABC, all right.
How come in some places you're ABC and other places you're NBC?
Because it's a syndicated show, so different markets buy the show, you know, depending if they have an opening or not.
Well, I'm sure that means something.
Listen, Gladys.
Yes, ma'am.
So we'll get them to air that show. We'll also send you a copy of the tape. But I moved the plant that you were talking about so that I didn't look like alfalfa anymore.
Honey, I'll tell you, what a great thing to happen. And your plants are beautiful.
They
do a wonderful job. And I appreciate you moving it.
Sure. No, you had a good point. I don't want to look silly with the spiky things coming out. Is this the first time you've been on TV before?
No, honey. I've been on TV before. I was on the... Listen, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love Jesus, but I drink a little.
Funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. This is my favorite moment of the show so far. Okay, so go on.
Well, what I did was, and I don't drink a lot, just a little to thin the blood, and I was looking on QVC. They had a ladybug brooch.
You were looking at a ladybug brooch?
I love the ladybugs.
Uh-huh. And on QVC, you said?
I called the QVC, and they put me on the air.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to people, and I just had a good old time, so this is probably... my second time on the television.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, you should be on television more often. You're very entertaining.
Well, you call me anytime. Do you have my number?
I just called you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey.
Listen.
I'm excited. This is a very, very wonderful day.
I'm excited. It is a wonderful day for me, too. I love talking to you. Now, do you travel? Would you come here if we could get you here?
Well, I like to stay local.
Okay, well then, I don't blame you. I do too. I have a 5-mile radius myself.
I'm not scared to get out. I will. I go to the mall. I'm a mall walker.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I stay in shape, but I don't like to travel anymore because these people will stop you just for having a little bit of Listerine.
Yes. Call you again. Can I call you on a regular basis?
Honey, you can call me anytime. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay.